An area of low pressure will organize near the mid-Atlantic coast today and track to the northeast, which will bring a period of light snow to areas around the region late this morning, this afternoon, and into the early evening hours before lifting away overnight. After a quiet and dry night, clouds will continue to thicken this morning before some light snow breaks out later in the morning for areas south of the Capital District and toward the mid-afternoon for the Capital District and points just north of Albany, with little or any snow likely for areas much north of the Mohawk Valley. The atmosphere is rather dry still, so it will take some time for the lower levels to moisten up enough for the snow to reach the ground, but light snow will continue through the afternoon for southern areas, perhaps having a little trouble initially collecting on the paved surfaces before starting to accumulate by the afternoon, leading to what could be a slick ride home, especially south of Albany, where the persistent light snow will be accumulating a bit more. While the snow will taper off during the evening as the storm pulls away to the northeast, a quick-moving system will slide another Arctic cold front through later Saturday, with a quick round of scattered rain and snow showers, and a quick drop in temperatures, but not before highs reach the upper 30s and low 40s in advance of the system. In its wake, high temperatures for Sunday and Monday will be knocked back into the upper 20s and low 30s before a warming trend kicks in heading toward the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. However, isolated to scattered thunderstorms are expected from parts of Arizona and New Mexico through the southern and eastern Texas area into the lower Mississippi Valley region through later tonight. Additional isolated thunderstorms are expected from the southwest Washington area through northern California over to the coast through this evening and tonight. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Thursday of 17 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, to a high of 95 Thursday at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. Saturday morning. Snow mainly afternoon with steady temperatures in the low 30s and wind chill values between 25 and 30 degrees. Total daytime accumulations of 2 to 4 inches possible in the city. In Boston, a chance of snow mainly in the late afternoon and early evening. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, a chance of snow showers, then a chance of rain and snow showers this afternoon. It'll be cloudy, but eventually become mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 46 degrees with a record of 78 set just a couple years ago in 2012. Normal minimum temperature is 27 degrees with a record of 2 degrees above zero set in 1967. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 20th. Sunrise at 6:59 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:07 p.m. For tomorrow, March the 21st, sunrise at 6:57 a.m. and sunset at 7:08 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Cloudy today with a chance of snow this afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow in the evening, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow likely today, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches possible, highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, cloudy, snow in the evening, then a chance of snow showers after midnight, total accumulations for the day of 2 to 4 inches, and lows will be in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy with a chance of snow mainly this afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of snow in the evening, then lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy with snow likely today, accumulations of 1 inch to 2 inches. Tonight, cloudy with snow likely in the evening, additional accumulation around 1 inch possible. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with snow likely mainly this afternoon. A dusting to 1 inch is possible with highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the evening. It'll be cold with lows in the mid-20s and little, if any, additional accumulation. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers late in the day, temperatures in the mid-30s to near 40 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy, breezy and colder, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. Monday, sunny and cold with highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. Tuesday, sunny, milder, highs in the upper 30s and low 40s, and Wednesday, cloudy and mild with a high in the mid and upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.